Robert Hilder, who's now a candidate for Summit County Attorney, said he's been a mediator for 3 years. He's worked on some 550 cases, and he said many more of them have been successful than not. He said mediations are never binding, but he's also done some 120 arbitrations where he issues a ruling that is final. Third District Court Judge Ryan Harris last month ordered the ski resort companies into mediation. Hilder said he often did the same thing during his time on the bench.
It's more common than not. The biggest reason is, of course, the cost of the system. The court system cannot really handle all the cases that would go to trial otherwise. So to at least once in a case, we like to see a good faith effort to mediate.
Now, some parties can choose that, I guess, on their own to go into mediation?
Oh, they do. And many parties, interestingly these days, many parties, the attorneys do not negotiate until they're in mediation, whereas 20 years ago, they'd often be just lawyer to lawyer.
He said that a mediator is a bit like a marriage counselor, but more often his job is like shuttle diplomacy.
The mediator goes back and forth between rooms. It's not uncommon to have an opening session where the ground rules are set forth, and sometimes some arguments are set forth, but that rarely is productive. So as a general rule, in virtually all of my mediations, I spend 90% of the time in what we call a caucus, in two, three, four, even five rooms with different parties, different lawyers.
So you basically go from room to room?
You do. You carry offers, you carry arguments, and then the mediator, particularly the evaluative mediator, works very hard at trying to help people see strengths and weaknesses without trying to impose anything.
He said his job involves becoming well-versed in a lot of complex cases and doing it quickly.
Really, when you do this, I prepare pretty much every night. I'm reading a case, and I might have 10 pages, I might have 2,000. And you do have to be a quick study, but that's why background and experience is a great help.
Mediators are almost always former judges and attorneys, he said, though occasionally specialists in a certain field are hired. The costs for mediation usually run into the hundreds of dollars in Utah, but can go up into the thousands.
Several thousand a day is not unusual. What is true is that if you bring in some out-of-state people, yes, it could. There are people who charge thousands per day. They charge travel, and they tend to be pretty darn good. We don't often see that here in Utah, but there are some people who come in from out-of-state. In Utah, you're going to be looking at around $300, $350 an hour.
Yeah. So about what an attorney would charge?
Yeah. Oh, it's very much that, yes.
We also asked Hilder how long the mediations can go.
My longest is 4 days, but typically it's a half to a 1 day, and that's in business cases, although very often there's a follow-up session. I just finished one where we went 14 hours on 1 day, took a two-week break, and then went from 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. To get to the end of it.
We asked Hilder how a mediator can judge when the two sides are coming to the point of a resolution or just coming to the point of exhaustion.
And definitely a good mediation, people go where they didn't think they would go when they walked in. But you also have to look at such things as fatigue. You have to make sure they're fed and their blood sugar is up. And sometimes you can do that. I've gone in 19 hours straight. Other times you need to break at 5 and everyone needs to go to sleep.
So that's, again, just kind of judging from what you're seeing happening in front of you, knowing whether or not to end for the night?
Oh, absolutely. And some of the best mediators are incredible at reading body language, communication styles. I don't do that. I would if I could. I just don't. I work more on expertise.
Yeah. Do you have a problem, though, coming back when everybody's kind of refreshed?
It can. Sometimes you come back and you've lost all the ground you made. But normally, no. They come back because they see a hope of resolving.
Finally, he said a good mediation will usually mean that both sides are not entirely satisfied.
Where you really got to get a mediation is into a zone that within that zone there's a reasonable settlement, but both sides will think it's not favoring them, and they'll be unhappy a little bit. It's not a mediation if one side walks out and does cartwheels.
Professional mediator Robert Hilder. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.